It's easy to dismiss Trump's statements about Afghanistan as the ravings of a madman, but they are not inconsistent with previous statements made by U.S. presidents, which have indeed led to the mass slaughter of millions in Korea, Southeast Asia, Central America, and the Middle East. U.S. rhetoric in the past has called for bombing Vietnam back to the Stone Age. And who can forget George W. Bush's declaration of shock and awe regarding the bombing of Iraq? No, Trump's vicious rhetoric is nothing new. It is consistent with the barbaric actions of the U.S. throughout its genocidal history. There is more to Trump's bombast than bluster, however. It conceals something more sinister, and that is the attempt to turn its erstwhile adversary, the Taliban, into a new surrogate in South Asia. The U.S. now appears willing to let bygones be bygones, so long as it can enlist the Taliban as a force willing to enforce U.S. hegemony in the region. Making a deal with the devil is an old U.S. policy. In exchange for a return to power, the Taliban allows the U.S. to maintain a presence in Afghanistan and refrains from allowing attacks against its new sponsor from rival terrorist gangs. That, at least, is what the U.S. is offering them. Will the Taliban bite at the bait?